live, you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free. The control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features on the site totally free. Head over there, freetalklive.com, and get interactive. Joining you tonight, it is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And we started out the show tonight talking about the feds touting themselves about how they're keeping you safe. Those busy feds are out there interdicting and terrorism activities and protecting the American people. Well, as it turns out, actually, what they're doing is ginning up terrorism. They're stoking these would-be terrorists, so people who are supposedly wanting to do terrorism, but maybe they would have changed their minds, or maybe they weren't that serious until the feds came in and gave them money and gave them tools and gave them encouragement.
Paid their rent and then made it so that they couldn't get other jobs?
Yeah. There's just plot after plot that these people are supposedly stopping, they created in the first place.
But the end justify the means.
It's a total sham, is what it is. And it, really, they're doing it to justify their existence. Mm-hmm. That's the reason they're engaging in this. Because otherwise, you've got a whole decade almost where the federal government has done nothing except for interdict in its own plots. I mean, if they hadn't done these fake terror plots that they tout everywhere, they would have nothing to point to. And I guess it's better to have, for them, from their perspective, it's better to have these, you know, semi-fake-sounding plots they can kind of cover up in the media. And, of course, the media, their lapdog media, will just report whatever they say. They won't, you know, report things in a critical manner like Glenn Greenwald is over at Salon.com to essentially dupe the American people into believing they're out there actually doing something to somehow significantly keep them safe, when the salient point is the federal government is the one, they are the organization that is putting everyone in danger in the first place by going around the world, specifically the Middle East, and killing people.
Well, they want everyone to feel good about that check that they sign in April.
How many people have felt good about that?
I keep waiting for those people who don't feel good about it to stop doing it.
I think
me too, Mark.
I think that some people. you keep on thinking that because one fills out an IRS form that one pays taxes, and you know better.
Stop contracting with them.
How am I contracting with them?
If you sign any paperwork, you're signing a contract.
No, not true. If I'm sitting at the gym signing a 3-year membership, but the guy in spandex shorts is holding a 9mm at my head, it's not a contract because we don't have a meeting of the minds. These people are threatening me and my family. I don't have a contract with them. I'm filling out a piece of paper that honestly doesn't cost me any money these days. Because
what about the 40 hours that your wife puts into filling that paperwork out?
It's arduous.
That costs you something.
It's actually diminished now that we don't have rental properties, but,
it costs you something.
Still, yeah, it costs something. Certainly it does.
Those are hours you could spend with your family, but you can't.
Yeah, I understand that. Right. There'd be more hours that I wouldn't be able to spend with my family if I were in prison.
Hmm. I know, it's a scary group of people, isn't it?
You're making
Michelle
the point.
Michelle and I quit.
Thank goodness people have the wherewithal and the fortitude to do such a thing.
Well, maybe we'll go to jail for it too. But maybe if enough people were to quit, then nobody would go to jail. You know.
And certainly, but I'll tell you this is the problem. This is the market failure in what you're saying is that if I quit, it's just me quitting. If a bunch of people quit, that's true. But, you know, what my motivation is to, you know, stay out of prison. That is the motivation that I am given with the scenario. Do you understand?
A couple hundred people shut down the British economy by not drinking their damn tea. You know, I think that there is a lot more power available to, you know, we the people, and I say that, you know, gently, but, you know, by not paying, it says more about what we believe in than just where the money's going and that it's going from our pockets somewhere else. If you can condone raping and pillaging, and you can condone force, and you can condone threatening other people and setting up, corrupt governments, then by all means, you know.
Well, because he's filling out the paperwork because he's scared doesn't mean he condones what they do.
Right, because the armed robber is holding a gun on me doesn't mean that I I support what he does if I give him my wallet. And I understand. I am for what you guys are doing. Please, I'm not.
Okay, you say, if someone's holding a gun to your head. Mm-hmm. What if someone is saying, I'm going to get someone to hold a gun to your head? Is it still the same?
Yeah, it's the same. Especially if you can believe them, because they've done it to many people before.
Wesley Snipes going to jail for 3 years.
There are a lot of factors in here. Supposedly, the best research I can do on this one, there's only about 60 million Americans that actually pay taxes. Is that right? Or 60 million? I don't know.
There's 60 million that have not paid.
Not paid taxes? Okay. I need to look at my numbers, but I think it was 144 million either people or returns. And I can never figure out which, because my wife and I file a joint return, so that would skew the numbers greatly. Mm-hmm. But some large millions of Americans don't pay taxes. Millions, tens of millions of Americans don't pay taxes, and they don't go after them. They do, however, go after the people that are famous on the, people that can, Willie Nelson. You just mentioned
Wesley Snipes.
So I should be glad I'm not famous.
You might very well be putting yourself in the crosshairs here, I'm afraid. Deciding that you're going to go on Free Talk Live, you don't think that they know about Ian?
Yeah, of course they know. I mean, people have probably snitched me out if they didn't
hear
it themselves. So, whatever. I don't want to cooperate with a criminal gang.
I agree, and I thank you for doing that.
Well, and for the year 2006, as you guys know, that's how I met you guys. I did a call-in while Motorhome Diaries was here, and that was right after they'd interviewed me and... For 2006, I received all sorts of hate mail, and, they levied my property and et cetera, et cetera. And what the IRS agents kept saying is that they just wanted me to file.
Yes.
Would you just file? I'm sure this can all be worked out. Would you just file? No, I don't want to do that.
What's my obligation? Besides your guns and your cages.
They want your signature on that piece of paper is what they want.
They want you to comply. They want you to obey. They want you to be a part of their system.
Well, if you file and you lie on the return, then you're a much bigger, I believe.
That's a bigger crime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ask Martha Stewart.
Well, they'll consider it a lie.
Than you would otherwise.
And they'll consider it lying if you put misinformation on. Maybe you're not even lying. Maybe you didn't know. Maybe you put the wrong information on and forgot to cross a T or dot an I, and that's a crime too.
Yeah.
That's a crime as well. So I think that more people need to stop participating in the federal government system at whatever level they can feel comfortable doing. And I think that people like us should get together in the same place and also, withdraw. I mean, I think secession is the only viable political option here. But secession has to start personally. You have to be able to personally withdraw as much as you can from obeying that criminal gang. And anytime you are disobeying, anytime you're non-cooperating with the government, there's always going to be that risk of a jail cell. There's always going to be that that risk of that fear that they want to hang over your head. And at some point, you just have to put it aside. If you want to be an activist in this way, and there's other ways to get active, go and do the political system. And don't think that doesn't have risk, though. Please don't think that for a moment. They could target you for various different things. If you become too politically effective, you could be targeted for all kinds of nastiness.
Just being on the media, they could decide that the returns that I have filed are, for whatever reason, spurious. Believe me, they'll figure out a way to get you if they want to get you.
Exactly right. That's my point here. If they want to get you, they'll figure out a way. Maybe your tax returns are sparkling and impeccable. And
how could they be? How could they
be? Maybe they are, and then they'll just, find some child pornography on your computer. Or they'll, set you up for some other nonsense charge that is easy for them to set. That's one of the easiest ones. Plant drugs, that's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Plant drugs on your car.
Gee, and where have we heard them doing that for a joke?
In the TSA.
Yeah.
Right. So,
funny.
Or if they want to hurt you, they'll just hurt you. Maybe they don't want to go through the whole publicity thing. Maybe they'll just kidnap you. Or maybe they'll just, kill your family or whatever. They could do those things if they wanted to. In fact, Meg has been getting all kinds of threatening, dangerous sounding emails ever since the Nation story came out, which we actually haven't dug into here in any significant manner. And she shared
That's
one of them with me.
Criminal and terrorism.
It's very scary. She shared one of them with me. I remember getting an email like that years ago, or an instant message, like some creepy person instant messaged me out of nowhere with an instant message handle they shouldn't have known about. It wasn't public, and essentially threatened me. It's like, whatever. If somebody wants to hurt me, they're going to hurt me. Yeah, I can't do anything about that. I've got to just keep doing what I'm doing because it's the right thing to do. Free Talk Live, you take control.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who will you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there completely free, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo showing they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see those. Also, videos count, too. You can get the details on what validation means at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Well, if you're looking for Christmas gifts this holiday season, I imagine most folks are, Think about Progress, a novel by Charles Stample. It is a novel that talks about, it shows how liberty can realistically triumph. For those that are tired about reading about the loss of liberty, or people who need perhaps a little primer on the ideas of liberty, Progress is an excellent novel for this. I've read it. I recommend it for this reason, is it has these perfect little bite-size, sort of news clip length bits about liberty that really resonate with people. Check it out. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Just search for Progress by Charles Stample, or there is a banner on the right-hand side of Free Talk Live, big bold letters that says Progress. It's Progress, a novel by Charles Stample.
Well, don't worry, everybody. The government is looking out for you. They're taking your hard-earned dollars and keeping you safe by bombing people around the world and then setting up fake terrorism plots here in the United States to make newspaper headlines about how, and mainstream media headlines about how wonderful a job they're doing, keeping us all safe from the evil terror, the terror hordes out there that are just waiting to destroy us. And at the same time, they're also busily keeping us safe from evil websites. And Michelle is going to tell us about apparently several dozen sites that have been shut down, just wholesale unplugged by the federal government with no notice whatsoever. We'll get to the details on that here in a little bit. But first to the phones and your thoughts. Matt is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi,
hello,
hi,
Matt.
Guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I went camping this weekend.
Okay.
In New Jersey. Believe it or not, we do have some beautiful mountainous areas in New Jersey.
Yeah, I've heard some of Jersey's very pretty.
You have pine berries, don't you?
Well, I was way north of there.
Okay.
In northern New Jersey. Anyway, so Friday night, we got our camping permit and everything.
What?
And, well, you have to check in and get your permit.
Was this at a state or national park?
This is at a New Jersey state park, which, and I'll get to this later, borders a national recreation area. So Friday night, we get our permit and set up a camp, and a ranger comes, looks around the campsite, and sees a cooler full of food in a tent. He was looking in the tent for some reason, and the person whose tent it was got a $150 summons for storing food in the tent.
What?
Is that because of bears? Does New Jersey have a bears problem?
We have a healthy bear population up in that area.
So is that the reason why that they're
hiding people? That was exactly what the ranger said. This person knew that, and you know, we were going to get to hanging the food, you know, as you would do in bear country. But we weren't done exactly finished setting up yet. We just, you know, had everything stored about.
The government really needs to decide which side of population control it's on. Because, I mean, if you leave the food down, then there's a likely chance that a bear is going to stumble into your campsite and be looking for food. And depending on how angry or hungry he is, he might devour you, in which case, okay, well, you were stupid and there's one less of you. But then again, now they're trying to help you from yourself by ticketing you for keeping the food in the tent. I'm confused.
But that's not what they're doing. They're just fundraising. I mean, because if they really just wanted to cure, it's not stupidity, it's ignorance. I mean, I'm sure there are a number of people who've gone camping and have no idea there are bears around, and they don't know what the rules are, and they're just, you know, they put their, I wouldn't think necessarily that there are going to be bears unless I happen to know that it's a bear-populated area.
But here's the 150, instead of a little education given to you by the ranger, here's
it's
$150 ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my friend was pretty much intimidated by the ranger, and I asked. I said, "Well, can't you just give him a warning this time?"
Yeah,
he's like, "Nope, no, that's not going to happen. Sorry."
Wow.
Right, because they need the money. It's not about safety, and it's not about helping you. It's about helping themselves to your hard-earned dollars, and that's all this is.
Now, what
it's like
I
a mafia strong-arm guy coming in to collect his. His money, you know.
Thanks for sharing that story. Any other details you want to?
I just wanted to point out one thing. Now, what I forgot to point out, because this happened so fast, what I forgot to point out to the ranger was that in the parking area, about probably a quarter of a mile. We had to hike about a half a mile to the campsite.
Mm-hmm.
There was a sign on the, it's like a little kiosk area. There's a sign that says, beware. Vandals have been in this area. Don't lock your valuables in your car. So if I thought of it, I would have mentioned to the cop that why would you not be patrolling the parking lot where there's vandalism and up here harassing us over over food storage?
Well, certainly,
they love that.
Yeah, he certainly would have trolled the parking area if there was something he could have written tickets for there. You can assure yourself of that. So maybe it's just he can get tickets written easier if he's just trouncing through campsites looking for violations. As though, again, you are supposed to be somehow knowledgeable of all of the state's arbitrary rules when it comes to camping, which is why camping on private property is always a better idea. If it's available, camping on private property is always a preference, I think. Because thanks for the call, by the way. I appreciate hearing from you. And because then you're dealing with the private property owner, and that owner wants to satisfy his customers and is going to be a little more concerned. I mean, can you imagine Rogers Campground?
The state and the federal government seem to have better areas to hike, though.
Well, they do have large swaths of,
yes,
of
I'm
land.
Just saying.
I mean, certainly there's no doubt about that. But I used to camp in Myakka State Park in Florida with some friends. We'd go out once a year. We would hike about 10 miles out. Pretty unlikely a ranger is going to go out on that particular hike. So maybe the further you get away from the ranger station, the better off you are if you're going to be at a state campground.
Bad idea.
Yeah, just some thoughts. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you've got a related story, but perhaps you've been at a state campground before and have encountered a similar situation with a less-than-helpful revenue generator.
You know, this is one of the things that you'll be told when you're a libertarian. Well, if you don't like it, get out of here. Get out of civilization where the government has made everything so easy for you. Go out on your own. You can find some place where you're not going to be hassled. Well, apparently, you're not. I mean, there's no frontier left in the contiguous 48 states. I can't say anything about Alaska. I doubt very seriously there is in Hawaii. But if you try to go out and camp in the wilderness, they're going to find you, and they're going to give you tickets for storing food in your tent. Improper food storage. Here's your little pink slip.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, how did he even know that it was food in that cooler?
And what was he doing in the tent?
How do you know their names?
Yeah, I would say, excuse me, that's an illegal search. I did not give you permission to search through my tent. 1-800. Oh, you gave us permission when you came in the park. Oh, jeez. More coming up. Free, you take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. My clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Hey, join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you will find there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. You can edit virtually anything you see there. Wiki, W-I-K-I, freetalklive.com.
If you like Taryn Lupo's history pieces on the LCL report, then check out his new historical fiction novel. You can get it in either PDF form, I think whatever form they put those on, those little readers, those Amazon readers. What are those called?
Kindle?
The Kindle. And you can also get it in an audiobook. It's Pirates of Savannah. It's an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. At its heart is a tale of prisoners, refugees, and society's cast-off, all joining together to escape from government tyranny and discover a path to liberty on the open seas. It's a gritty, vivid account of what life was like in the 1700s and is loaded with real, obscure historical events that the time is nearly erased and buried. Taryn's doing experiments in intellectual property, taking a risk by giving the book away completely free. You can go check it out. It's free for you at piratesofsavannahbook.com. If you like it, give him a little money. He's got a donation bar there. Piratesofsavannahbook.com.
Let's continue with your thoughts and your calls. George, TSA George, calling from D.C. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, first and foremost, on the no opt-out day, there was only one body scanner per checkpoint running instead of all of them right there. So
you mean at the airport at which you work, normally they have multiple body scanners, but they literally shut them down?
Pretty much all but one for each checkpoint, yeah. So, and it was just basically a normal Wednesday, too, as far as the crowd goes. You know, like we were done, you know, well before our morning rush was done, well before 8 o'clock. If it, normally, last year, it was like 8:15, you know, it'd finally be over.
So you're corroborating here what the stories have been from the activists. We're kind of rewinding back to the national opt-out day, the day before Thanksgiving, where activists were in airports across the country, dozens of airports, doing outreach and holding signs and letting people know what the body scanners are and letting them know they exist and that they have the right to say no to them. There were claims coming that were posted on Facebook profiles around the country of people saying, hey, they didn't even have the backscatter machine turned on. It was roped off at my airport. Now, some of them were turned on. The news media got footage of them in operation on that particular day. And, George, as you're saying, according to you, and you actually work for the TSA, you're our man behind the scenes there, that they had some of the backscatter machines on, but only a portion of them. And was there any talk going around as to their reasoning for doing that?
Nope. Right there, and I didn't bother to ask because, quite frankly, that was my very first day back from my month-long vacation in Australia and New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know, just anything to get the day over with quick so I can get out of there and go home before the S hits the fan.
Those federal jobs are sweet.
I want a month-long vacation to Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and get this. I got a speeding ticket in the mail today from them.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I originally was going to call about. They sent me some speeding ticket notification saying you were going 8 kilometers over the limit on such and such a street. They did not even provide a photograph, you know, of the camper van I rented, or you know, proving it was me. They just said, here, this is what you were doing, and this is what we want from you, which is $230-something. For basically 5 miles an hour over the limit.
That's crazy talk. I mean, 8 kilometers an hour is, you know, it's 5 miles an hour. I mean, they're just, and what can they do to you, I wonder?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm going to go to, like, the DMV tomorrow.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't they bar Paul Hogan from leaving? I mean, they, for instance, Paul Hogan, the famous actor from Australia, Crocodile Dundee fame, has been behind in taxes there for a long time, I guess, and they basically told him, you can't leave the country. So if he attempts to leave Australia, they will allegedly prevent him from doing so. I mean, through the official modes. Obviously, he could hop on a boat, and they wouldn't know about that. But if he tries to leave through an airport.
Stop me. I mean, I was there twice. I mean, this happened during my first week, and it's like, I went to New Zealand, you know, they didn't stop me from leaving then. I flew back into Australia, no word from them, and when I flew out and then to come home, you know, finally for good, I heard nothing. I didn't even know about this.
They're probably investigating you, right, because I presume you rented a car.
I rented a camper van, yeah.
So they must have done one of those red light cameras or a speeding camera.
Yeah, the speeding camera. That's what they told me, yeah.
Shot the rental car and then had to contact the rental company to find out who it was that was renting the car at that time. And then they got your address information from the rental car company and then sent you the ticket in the mail. That's my guess as to how this went down. What
Sounds
do you
like
think?
Sounds like a fair
guess. Yeah, and it's like, I can only think that the only reason they would even bother for such a minor violation, I mean, 5 miles an hour over, pretty much, it's because the fine is that much.
Well, yeah, of course, and they know how people are. They know that if they just send out the notices of the fines, that most people are going to
pay, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, it's like, I've seen pretty much all of Australia. I plan on seeing that I wanted to see, so it's like, why should I pay this? It's like, and what's going to happen if I don't?
Nothing. If you're not going to go back, I mean, if you're planning on not going back to Australia, then nothing's going to happen. If you do go back.
Well, I don't know that for certain, but I suspect not.
It's pretty unlikely that they're going to extradite him over
$200. I'm worried about losing points on my license here. Like,
right.
They'll just, you know, try to the Virginia state government here and be like, yeah, this guy was going 8 kilometers over the limit.
I wonder. That's a good question. You know, do they actually do international kind of punishment?
I'll tell you, they do. If you do it in the, you know, if it's a state that you don't live in, that you can certainly get yourself in trouble. But I don't know what, you know, I don't know.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's a good question. Anyone out there listening to the sound of my voice on the show here, call in if you ever gotten a ticket over to at an international, you know, in a different country and just decided not to pay it if they assess the points on your license.
Yeah, I'd love to know the answer to that question. That's a great question. Just jumping to a conclusion here, I would say it's very unlikely that something like that would happen just because of the ways bureaucracies are. They have a difficult time interacting with one another in this country, let alone trying to ascertain, you know, situations and points and all that. I mean, do they have points in Australia? Is it the same kind of points?
Yeah.
I mean,
did you use your own insurance, or did you purchase the insurance from the rental company?
Well, you get insurance anyway. I purchased some insurance from the rental company.
Wait, did you put down your personal insurance information on that?
Oh, no, I did not get down my personal, not my personal information, no.
So then they presumably would have to do more investigation to find that out. I don't know. It is a good question. If you know more about such international relations, maybe you're a law enforcement officer or you work for the DMV, you could call in at 800-259-9231.
More likely you got a ticket in Canada.
Yeah, that's certainly a possibility.
Or Mexico.
George, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate the story.
You can believe
the
Mexico ones you don't have to pay. Come on.
800-259.
You had to pay it on the spot.
That's right.
You had to pay it in Mexico. I'd like to go back real quick and talk about the TSA shutting down the backscatter machines on the no-fly.
Confirmed now by one of their own employees.
On the busiest day of the year.
Well, the busiest day of the year and the day that was supposed to be National Opt-Out Day. What they did is they shut down most of their backscatter machines so that people would have less of a chance of actually having
opting out.
Why would somebody want to opt in order to opt out, right? So you can probably choose whether you want to go to the metal detectors and the backscatter machines just by virtue of which line you get in. So most people didn't opt out because they didn't have to.
Yep.
You know, they're talking about everybody opted out of opt-out day. Well, no, they didn't. You shut down your machines, you dirty tricksters.
Yep, absolutely right. They are slimy. So 1-800-259-9231 is the number. Coming up, by the way, your chance to win a Tota Sack. That's on the way at some point here during the show tonight, so stay tuned for your opportunity to do that, the Tota Sack. You can learn more about it at totasack.us. Brilliant little device that'll help you carry the grocery bags back in from the car, or maybe to the car. That's how you use them, Mark. They're really nice. Michelle, are we going to get you? Are we going to get you a pair of these yet?
I'm still waiting.
Mark,
I haven't had a chance to talk to Skip. I mean,
all right.
My birthday is
supposed to
my
buy
birthday's
these
in a week. You
in a week, Mark. Get on
my
it.
Birthday.
We're coming up. Three Talk Live.
A passion for service never leaves. I'm Tim Lewis, and after 22 years in the military, I became a mortgage professional, helping my fellow veterans and active duty service members secure VA home loans. Refinancing with a VA loan is a privilege earned through service, and it's my privilege to help you get there. We can help you lower your rate or consolidate debt, even if your current mortgage is not a VA loan. Go to varadio.com to learn more. That's varadio.com. I'm Tim Lewis. Thank you for your service.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 1-800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit BestFreedomTools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at BestFreedomTools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit BestFreedomTools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. BestFreedomTools.com, giving you the information you need today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you will find the features there are completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their websites, we do it free at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, tis the season to be doing some shopping. It's the holiday season for a bunch of different religious types and even the non-religious that participate in such things. So a lot of people were hitting the stores over the weekend getting their Black Friday deals. But maybe you didn't want to leave the house. Maybe you don't want to deal with the shopping
maybe
hassles.
Maybe you didn't finish up your list.
Yeah, maybe you couldn't find everything. I don't know. I for one, I've done the Black Friday thing. It was fun once. I don't really want to do it again. But you can go online and you can find all kinds of deals. They've got the Cyber Monday happening right now. And of course also Black Friday deals as well. I think some of them may still be in effect. But either way, there are going to be sales all throughout the holiday season. Amazon.freetalklive.com is where you want to go. You've got your list. Now go and check Amazon and see what the prices are there. Because you might find that Amazon's going to beat the price of whatever your local department store is. So go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. You can order everything from electronics to, of course, they're going to be huge. Consumer electronics always just a huge category for people that are buying things. Even in the down economy, consumer electronics continue to go up.
Yeah, they make your life easier.
Yeah. And everybody wants the hottest device, too, right? So, I'm getting tired of my Android phone. I want a new Android phone already.
Android DXTR7F.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So consumer electronics or maybe office products or whatever it is you're looking for, Amazon's got it. Start your shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, let's go to Steve in California on the Amp Lines. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Steve. Go ahead.
Great. I'm having some kind of moral dilemma about two issues in particular. I'll touch the first one, which is about government grants, and then if you can let me know if there's time later to talk about the second one, which
sure.
is patents. But first with grants, I'm starting a business idea, and there's opportunity for me to potentially get government grant money for this. And I feel morally torn about it because, I don't like the idea of the government initiating violence against somebody, taking their money and redistributing it to me. But on the flip side of that coin is the idea that I've paid so much money to these people already, and it's sort of like, to use an analogy that I've heard Mark use often, you know, they're handing out my money to anybody who wants it, and I can go and get some of my money back if I like.
Yeah.
He said that to me before, too.
Did you find it convincing?
No.
Okay. Well, Michelle,
I think it's convincing.
Michelle's going to take the very high road on this, and she has, you know, through her life, taken the high road on this. And, you know, I can see it. For instance, I don't hold a grudge against somebody for having a job with the government. I think that, well, you know, there's jobs out there, and somebody's going to fill that job in the federal government. I hope it's somebody who's liberty-oriented. However, I couldn't do it. You know, I wouldn't be able to work in the bureaucracy. It would just make me so angry that I wouldn't be able to handle it. I'd go postal. But, you know, I think that what you need to understand in this, and my advice to you, is there's strings attached to this money.
Are there?
Steve? Yeah, I'm sure there would be.
Well, Steve, I have a completely different question or a different angle, and that is whatever you're creating or going to be producing, does it have value in a free market economy? Would it have value for a private investor to invest in?
Absolutely, it would. It's just that's, you know, it's harder to get that money.
Sure, it is. Well, I wonder what the strings are. You don't know what those would be?
I don't know for sure, but just based on some sort of you know, preliminary scouting of it, I think you sort of have to, you know, present them with sort of some kind of reporting as to how that money is being spent and what kind of return it's creating.
But as a grant, it really wouldn't be an investment in that they wouldn't be expecting a payback, right?
Correct.
That's a tempting situation to get into, right? I mean, very, very tempting.
Something for nothing and your chicks for free.
Yeah, that's a tough call, man, because I see.
You know, in some ways, it's something for nothing, and if you want to look at it in a different way, it's, no, I'm just getting my money back.
Right. You know, I guess the question that I would ask folks on this one is, you know, I put in enough money to get Social Security when I turn 60, whatever. It's so far away, I certainly don't have any idea, and I don't know how much I'm going to get, and I'm not thinking about it. I certainly wouldn't plan my retirement based on it. But should I send those checks back when they start sending them to me? Is it immoral for me to take the Social Security? I paid into their Social Security system.
No, I don't think it's.
Years.
I don't think it's immoral. Michelle, would you say it is?
I would say it's a poor choice.
Yeah, that's maybe more the direction I would lean. It's not immoral because, like you say, they stole your money. You're getting it back. I get it, man. That makes sense. If the strings aren't so bad, then that's one thing. But that's the real issue with
me.
But
then what if you're taking more than what you put in? Then it could be argued that's
there's
that.
There's no way,
you know,
I'm going to be taking more than what I paid in.
I think it's a poor choice from the fact that you are going to be beholden to them on some level. Even if they're not demanding the money back, like you say, there are going to be strings attached. Who knows what those strings are? And I don't want the government in my life at all. I don't want them involved in my life. And if taking a check from them gets them involved in my life, I'm not going to take that check. If I can take a check from them and cash it, you know, no problem, like, for instance, you know, what was that $300 check they sent out years ago? I think I took that one that they sent.
Tax refund check.
But I might have been doing taxes at that time. I don't think I would do it now. So if you're involved with the government at some level, then you've already got your hands dirty. What's another $3,000? You know, it's a tough call on that one.
How much is the grant money for?
I'm not sure yet. There's probably different increments depending on what kind of grant I would apply for.
I guess the question is, how much are you willing to subvert yourself in front of the master in order to get his graces? I mean, that's really the ultimate question. How many strings are attached? What will they require you to do? If you can grab the money and run and not have to fill out too many forms, maybe it's not such a bad idea. If they're going to be checking your books, if they're going to be snooping around, maybe it's a really bad idea.
I've heard it argued that grant money is already set aside, so it's already there. And if you're not going to take it, it's going to go to someone else.
Yes,
so I've heard people argue from that perspective.
That's true also. And is it Michelle there?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, it's Michelle.
Michelle, you were saying that you would still have some kind of moral opposition to this, as well as sending back keeping Social Security checks, or no?
Oh, I won't be getting any Social Security money because I don't pay into that. So
not you personally, but just somebody that does. You would advocate that they send the money back?
I think that Mark was mentioning Social Security and whether or not, you know, to send it back. What I would say is that the generation, my mom's of the Social Security generation, she's 72 years old, and she had a government job for years and thought that she was a do-gooder. And, you know, bless her heart. Anyway, so she is now collecting Social Security, and she looked at that as that was her retirement, and it was kind of like a forced savings. And I think that a lot of people were hoodwinked into believing that. So at the point then that you become conscious of what that, you know, what theft is and coercion, then you need to decide for yourself how to extricate yourself from that paradigm, or you need to, you're willingly participating in a criminal, you know, and corrupt system. So if you are, you know, if you've had your epiphany and you decide that you are a free person, then I think that everything you do to act according to that is going to make you better.
So then it's also, you would have some kind of moral objection as well to somebody robbing Mark at gunpoint and him trying to get some of that money back if the thief is giving it out at the park?
That's insane.
That's the analogy. Yeah. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the government is just a very successful gang.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I hear coming out of Michelle's mouth is that she, in fact, feels icky at the idea of
and
taking
for good
this
reason.
Money.
I don't want the gang members coming into my shop.
No doubt.
I don't want the gang members coming into my shop, and I don't want to use the gang's money if they're going to be holding it over my head somehow.
Careers out there, some careers that you just can't do anything without being in some way or another heavily involved with the government, because they're so thoroughly in that. And I'm not willing to tell liberty lovers that, no, you can't
do what you love.
You can't be an eco-scientist. No, you can't be a fireman.
Yeah.
You can't be a teacher. You can't be an astronaut. You can't be those things because the government's involved.
It's still something I'd have to really think about. And I thank you for the call tonight, Steve. Let us know what you end up deciding. 800-259-9231. And let us know what the strings are, too, when you find that out, if you decide to go ahead with it. Because finding those out in advance would be a really important factor for you making that decision. You can take control. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. More on the way. Bring up anything. Hour 3 is next. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.